remember, friend, good nutrition is good medicine.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, coming at you live every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. You have with you on this, well, again, partly sunny day, Wednesday here in Minnesota, November 23rd, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers as they call themselves, wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Because we are turning talk radio into do radio. You know, and if Carrie was with me right now, she would have a bat and a ball and a grand slam hit in a stadium when I say that we are the cleanup crew. We really are. We say what others leave undone. And I think it's pretty important that we do just that. Now, folks, before we get kicking with today's show, I have to say this because I was thinking about this on the way down here today, that we have to slow our roll when coming to the topics that we intend to resolve. Because on a daily basis, we're inundated with hundreds of issues, literally every day. If we would bring resolve to the issues at hand, then maybe other problems would take care of themselves. For example, for those that didn't know, a Chicago area-based businessman whose association with President Barack Hussein Obama came under scrutiny during the 2008 presidential campaign has been sentenced to more than 10 years in prison for corruption charges related to kickback schemes. Tony Rezko, who raised funds for former Governor Rod Blagojevich and Obama Nation when he was Illinois senator, was sentenced to 10 and a half years in prison on Tuesday for a money kickback scheme he was convicted of in 2008. Now, according to the Sun Chicago Times, Rezko was sentenced by a federal judge for trying to make $7 million in kickbacks from companies trying to do business with Blagojevich. But what about this guy named Barack Hussein Obama? But now, this is my point. The inhabitants of the earth learn righteousness through judgment. And instead of just being pushed around and tossed to and fro with every wind of whatever comes our way, or whatever bone that's thrown to the media, that's given to the people through the media, why don't we deal with issues one at a time? Because what was talked about yesterday, most people forgot about it because of the new issues talked about today. But what happens when there's judgment and there's resolve and these justice in these given situations? What happens? The criminal thinks about what he does before he does it. And then just think about this, folks. If we dealt with each corrupt situation that we deal with on a daily basis, what happens when the criminals begin to understand that that government doesn't play with crime? Are we going to have issues to talk about on tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Truth falls in the street because you forget about dealing with corruption, folks. And if you would just simply deal with it on a daily basis, one by one. Why do we keep bringing up the Sandusky situation? Because it needs to be dealt with. It doesn't need to be forgotten about. We need to deal with the issues. So what we need to do, folks, let me say it again. We need to slow our roll. Don't get caught up in what the media is giving you on a daily basis. Folks, listen to me. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to give a new definition to the word fatigue or freaked out. You got to slow down a little bit. And my statement that I want to make is let's just simply slow down and deal with each issue at hand and slow down the media. And let's not forget the issues that need to be dealt with. Just talking about a Chicago area businessman named Tony Rezko, who was sentenced to prison for 10 years, 10 and a half years. Okay, let's put the scope on that situation and say, okay, what about Blagojevich and Obama? We need to deal with them as well. See, because tomorrow what's going to happen is you're going to be dealing with another issue from a lawless administration, just like you have been over the last 3 years on a daily basis. See what happens when you leave off justice? You leave off liberty. And you leave off liberty because you don't love your country. You don't love that gift that's been given to you that the veterans bled, died to give you. Mm-hmm. We have to honor that by magnifying the laws in which they died to give us within the confines of that law. And what is that? That's called liberty. I think I'm pretty clear on what I'm saying.
It's very clear. And also, too, a point that we make oftentimes is you criminals think that your buddies are going to look out for you and that you're not going to be the fall guy, that you guys are all going to raise to power together.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just simply saying that we have to deal with each issue at hand. So tomorrow, we're not talking about something different again. No, let's bring justice. Let's bring justice to Sandusky today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about that again because there's two more kids that just came forth. But I want to get to Homeland Security as well because that's what we were going to talk about yesterday. But this is new news concerning that case. So I'm not jumping ship to another topic to forget about dealing with this clown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's common sense.
And not to forget about those that are around him. And the Bible says, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace.
In Isaiah 59?
Yep. Rezko thought that maybe Obama was going to come bail him out.
Yep.
Look, when you do business that way, you go down. God's judgment is perpetual. It's always working.
Remember what D.L. Moody said? He said, I've done business with the enemy of my soul.
Right.
Yeah. He goes, that's why he doesn't want to go that direction anymore.
Yep. Yep.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back and hit off Sandusky real quick, and then we're going to jump on to Homeland Security. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got a really cool quote here from a guy named Patrick Henry. He said, "Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains."
That's where it starts.
A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. Folks, common sense. Common sense. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of Sons of Liberty Radio today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. If you want to know who we are, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that number, or that actually URL is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let me hit up Jerry Sandusky really quick because I want to jump over to Homeland Security and open up your eyes on a couple issues over there. Two cases of Jerry Sandusky have been opened by Children and Youth Services in Pennsylvania. The cases were reported less than 60 days ago, and they are still in the initial stages of the investigation. If they are found to be credible, interesting, these would be the first known cases to be reported since Sandusky's arrest that involve current children. All of them, other publicly known cases of alleged victims coming forward, have been adults. Now listen to what his lawyer said, okay? "My concern is if they bring new charges based upon new people coming forward, that bail's going to be set and he's going to wind up in jail." God forbid, Attorney Amendola.
Is that his attorney?
That's his attorney.
Oh, okay.
Well,
why do you practice law if you're just there to pervert the law? I don't know.
Is that a great thought?
What you just said.
Wait a second. If you're a lawyer, don't you mean for justice to be done
exactly
in every given situation? Or what these lawyers, the modern day lawyer, says today is, if the price is right, I'll pervert anything. I'll sell my mother.
That's right. We'll work deals. We'll get this thing taken care of.
Is that why Jesus condemned them to hell? Because they withheld the truth. They withheld their purpose in life. They forgot their accountability before God first and then man secondly. They didn't care. They just wanted to sell out to the highest bidder.
That's right.
That's called perversion.
Yep. And it showed what it was really about, and it was about them. And any time you have that type of situation or setting in a society, you don't have peace.
None.
Until the people demand and require that those that serve, those that are public servants, serve according to justice, which is the topic that we started this program on. Justice has to be served. It takes care of all the problems.
Isn't it what takes care
of the bureaucracy.
Isn't that what all lawyers swear to uphold is justice?
Exactly. Constitution, boy, this goes back to the Constitution class where you see where it becomes perverted. And it ultimately is where Patrick Henry said, when you don't make a regular occurrence of studying justice and fidelity to your God, then all of a sudden you start to think, well, that's not a big deal. Or like we talked about yesterday, adultery or marriage isn't that holy, it's not a big deal. Well, then all of a sudden, pretty soon, now marriage isn't holy. You can get divorced and remarried again. Now, all of a sudden, you can start to get married to another guy. You can marry a guy. Or you can get married to a dog or a chair or a horse or a pig. There's no fidelity.
And that's not
anymore.
Too far out there. That has been talked about.
And
that's how sick it is.
That's right. Once you cross that first line, it's like a dike or a dam breaking forth. That water's not going
to
stop.
Let me put a question to you. And I put this question to the listeners as well, of course. I got an email yesterday on my Facebook, and the guy said to me, well, we can't say we didn't see this coming. Mm-hmm. 303 million people are standing back, allowing 545, which, by the way, it's not all of them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But a small portion of that 545%,
that's right.
Or 545 people in federal government, the 303 million have allowed their government to pervert, to put leaven in the lump, mm-hmm. allow the foxes that spoil the vine.
Yep.
They are allowing it, but yet the American people sit back and say, I guess we couldn't see this one coming. Speaking of pedophilia, by the way.
Yeah.
Wait. We couldn't see this coming? So are your doors wide open to pedophiles to come in to violate your children there, sir?
Yeah.
That's how sick it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how backwards the American people, some, have begun to think.
Mm-hmm.
That they're open prey to whatever comes down the channel.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me, dude?
Yep.
Are you an American or are you an anti-American?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell that to your veterans if you be one of these?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell that person that served in foreign wars that, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not going to honor what you died for. I'm just going to go ahead and open the doors and let the enemy, I'm going to fraternize with the enemy and I'm going to do whatever he wants me to do because I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't stand against his tyranny.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense. How did 55 or 56 signers during our foundation, how did they stand up against the greatest military power in the world?
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that? His name is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's how he did it.
And they had no love for themselves. They only had love to their country and to their Creator. That's the only reason that people would. That reminds me of a point we talked about, I think yesterday, maybe it was the day before. But on the Lord of the Rings, and I want to use this analogy because it's a great analogy. The king was the sit-in king. He wasn't really of the bloodline. And folks, I'm not trying to get all spiritual on Lord of the Rings. This is just what happened. This is the analogy. He sits and watches Saruman build all of his forces against
Gondor. Are you talking about Endor?
Yeah. Well, Endor is a different setting. But
okay. This
particular time, they're sitting there in Gondor. And right across the river is where the bad guys are, the big eye is. I don't even think Saruman or something like that. He's building his armies. So the deadbeat king, who's he's not a true American, let's just put it that way. He looks over and he says, wow, their armies are getting bigger. I foresee someday they're going to take us over.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these people do. Oh, I said it was coming. Yeah, sure, you prophesied. And then, you know, Gandalf says he saw it and did nothing about it.
That's exactly why it happened.
That's pretty easy. I can say, well, my kid's going to get hit by a car if I let my kid out in the street and I don't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to get hit by a car. I don't get merit or a doctorate or a PhD because, hey, I prophesied that or I saw in the future and that was going to happen. That's not the way that we do business in America.
It's not scriptural. Is that what Moses did? The meekest man alive. Is that what Joshua did? Is that what Caleb did? Is that what Aaron did? Is that what the children of Israel did in the day?
No, nobody that's great that we talk about ever did that.
David said, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under them that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and put them to shame that hated us. But wait a second. Thou hast put them to shame.
Mm-hmm.
Them that hated us.
That's
what
right.
was David doing, Jake?
Judgment.
He was a military
That's right.
king,
he was a
leader. And so was Moses.
Mm-hmm. And what was their end goal? Their end goal was God's justice. That's what it was.
Can you imagine George Washington just sitting back saying, you know what, guys?
I foresee the British are going to mow us down, guys.
Nope. He got down on his knees, he prayed, and he got up and fought.
That's right.
That's real faith. Yes. And that is where the Lord of Lords came in, the line of the tribe of Judah, to scatter his enemies before him. Let faith arise and your enemies scatter.
That's right. John Adams made a quote, and it was similar to this. I would rather die than be a slave, because if you're a slave, you're not really living. So when they did this, what they said is, come anything, it doesn't matter. If I lose my life, it doesn't matter. I will stand for that which is right. I'm not going to sit and watch and be the one that guesses all bad things are going to happen.
No.
I'm going to stand the gap.
That's why the generations from under you will come up and curse you.
That's right.
And that's why we need to be careful that we better sow into that field, because if we don't, we're going to reap their curse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not playing that.
Yep. And if you look, too, I mean, when you talk about the veterans, how do you turn back to a veteran who by gunpoint nearly lost his life, if he's still alive, or those that actually did? And all we have to do is resist unlawfulness. All we have to do is get off our lazy cracks and apply ourselves to our civic government, for example.
Take the chains of the Constitution and throw them on them.
Yeah, and nobody's pointing a gun at your head. All you've got to do is merely act.
Yeah.
There's no real death to self in this process. But there is, the further and the deeper that you get, and the more effective you want to become, there's a death to self, folks. But that's not hard when you love Christ, because when
you find
Christ,
your life where you lose your life.
And you glory in that cross.
Yeah.
And that's how 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence, and we have liberty today, because they laid down their lives for us.
Now, treason is the highest crime of a civil nature of which a man can be guilty. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, where does treason come in with this administration?
Yeah, what's the definition? Did they rewrite that?
I don't know.
Treason. Well, it depends. I guess if you got this global mentality that we're just a part of the global puzzle, then the superior government is the global government and not our own.
Right.
But that would be treason, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. And wasn't this administration, wasn't Barack Hussein Obama in Europe talking about a new world order just like his good buddy George Bush? Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. But what do they do in the media? The left and the right paradigm, right. What do? They continuously fight like little kids.
WWF.
And you know what's interesting? On the way over here, I was listening. I turned on the news again, the conservative news station,
mm-hmm.
the Patriot Channel.
Sure.
And it's national.
Always
and
really
as I was listening to it, I thought, you know what? And then you wonder why your kids act the way that you act, because you people that are supposed to be leading the way haven't even led. You've led these kids to nowhere. Then you wonder why they act the way they act. Who taught them that?
Yeah, they don't listen to us. No, they do what you do. Of course they don't listen to you.
Homeland Security. Jesse Ventura sues TSA. For those that haven't heard this, Ventura filed a lawsuit in federal court against the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, for violating the Fourth Amendment to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures.
That's right.
Under the new TSA security protocols, listen to that, folks, protocols.
They got rules.
Yep. Prospective airline passengers who are designated for enhanced screening, for instance, after setting off walk-through metal detectors. Because Ventura has a titanium hip implant which sets off metal detectors, he's forced to undergo the enhanced security procedure every time he boards an airplane. Now, I want to tell you about our adventure right when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, talking about the Homeland Security.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, are we breathing out there? 1-877-807-9977. I was just watching during a break some of the TSA, the violators, the perverts that like to put their hands on you illegally. I was just looking at this, and man, some of the royalty of England had to go through the TSA. Al Pacino, Courtney Love. Whoa, I bet that just really touches up on their feelers, right? That must knock down their little bubble. And then you have others on there, and I kind of thought to myself, whoa, John Kerry was getting frisked down, and I wonder how they like that. I bet they all feel safe, don't they? But, you see, they don't take the time to look across the border and see that this administration is actually suing Arizona for protecting the borders.
Protecting their borders.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out, how does that work? And the president of these United States, corporate America, wants to make sure that the foreigners can come over here without
any TSA?
Yeah, amnesty comes to mind. I'm just trying to, how does that work?
More voters.
Can you read that, Jake, really quick? What our founders established and what hundreds of thousands of our veterans bled, fought, and died to establish. Can you read Article 4, please, Jake?
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized.
How do you tell if a stick is crooked? You lay the straight one next to it. Mm-hmm. Folks, let me ask you something. Who's breaking the law? Is it the citizens of these United States, or is it the federal government breaking the law? Mm-hmm. they're breaking the oath that they swore to uphold.
That's right.
What's they're doing it, but yet when you bring it into court like Ventura did, nope, they throw it out of court.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. See, what they've done is they said no to the law. They said no. They say yes to the desecration, to the memories of the veterans that fought to give them what they have.
That's right.
That's what they've done.
And they say it's a privilege to travel. Well, think about this.
It's a privilege, said Tim Pawlenty from the state of Minnesota.
Right. Think about this. As a privilege to travel, then why is it your federal government's agencies the ones violating your rights? It's not the airport.
That's right.
Listen, if an airport wanted to spend the money on these scanners and all of this security, let them do it. Then you don't frequent the airport. But when the federal government steps in and gets involved, they mandate it. They monopolize the whole situation. You can't choose. TSA is everywhere that flies on these national airports.
What's also interesting about this is George Soros actually has got stock into some of these scanners.
Yeah. I wonder if he did that before the scanners got bought or after.
Boy, I don't know. This just sounds like someone's getting duped here, Jake.
Somebody.
Could it be the American people?
Maybe that's why John Kerry smiles when he goes to the scanners, because he knows the Patriot Act was a great thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it should have been called the Unpatriot Act, because patriotism, folks, means to uphold dying laws. Interesting point about the TSA and Homeland Security, folks. The new ads, when we were in Florida last week, we talked about this a little bit on Saturday. But when we were in Florida, we noticed that the terrorist ads that they were placing in the airports, I seen four commercials, and they played them, I think, probably, I bet I seen all four of them within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They just kept inundating the American people with them. And as I looked at them, I thought, wait a second, the man that was placing a bomb in the back of his trunk, he wasn't a Muslim, he was an American.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds like something James Madison warned of over 200 years ago when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come into the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. What did Lincoln say, that we can never be destroyed from within?
Yep, I've got it right here. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves.
Wow.
Come internally.
Wow.
And where would be the least suspect place in your own governing body that's to secure your rights?
When we were in Florida last week, we actually went through a line at one of the parks. And for those that didn't hear this on Saturday, speaking of Homeland Security, as we were going through the line, the guy said, put your finger on the top. Actually, Heather was in front of us, one of the producers on the radio show here, folks. And she said, I'm not putting my finger on that. And he looked at her and just got all flustered, like there was a big problem with that. And at length, another lady came over and let him through. And then I came up, and he said, go ahead and put your finger on that. I said, I'm not putting my finger up on that. I said, man, you have to really debase yourself to do a job like this. There's no question about it. I said, did your parents give you this?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you have to put your finger on a scanner when you were a kid? No. I said, I wonder, did the veterans die? I said, do you know the Constitution? He said, yeah. I said, did the veterans die so we can be violated by our own federal government that's not ruled by law? And, folks, that's really what it comes down to, is the federal government, when they implement policies and protocol like this, it shows you that they themselves are not being ruled by law. Is Obama going through a scanner? Is Bush going through a scanner? Absolutely not. They're up at the White House laughing at the American people for falling for the bullcrap that's been thrown on the American people. It's a lie, folks. Mm-hmm. It's a lie.
And there's no constitutional justification for it, folks.
No. Now all of a sudden, the terrorist, folks, pay attention carefully, has now become the white man, not the Muslim. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was what has been thrown on the American people over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, folks? 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you've gone through any situations like that at Homeland Security or one of the parks, you know, because as they say, it's always for our security.
Safety.
Yeah, our safety and our security. Go ahead and give us a call and weigh in and tell us what your experience was so America can hear what you have to say about it. Now, Heather, really quick, if I can just kind of shift gears here a little bit, folks. What was this about? We got Alina Kagan up here, and I know that we were talking about the whole Obamacare situation. If I can jump gears over to another topic called Obamacare, and that we know some emails came out just recently about how Alina Kagan is all for Obamacare.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Who appointed Alina Kagan?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that guy?
I think it was
Barack Hussein Obama.
Hussein.
Yeah, and what was that other lady that he appointed? What's her name? Sotomayor. Isn't she Spanish? That she's an internationalist.
Yeah,
and
she appreciates that.
Yeah, she's a globalist as well. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean,
so as he appoints the two, then the two come up to be his cheerleader when, oh, magically appearing out of nowhere is a right called health care.
Isn't that what Roosevelt did back in the 30s? He stacked the courts?
Yeah, he attempted to, and the American people wouldn't let him, but then he pressured and bullied, so a few of them stepped down, some of them retired. He got to get his guys on.
So you're telling me the media worked with Roosevelt to bully the justices?
You know, but at that point, that's a good time point in history to understand that the courts actually did their job. They put a president in check. Look, our three branches of government aren't necessarily supposed to get along like good old boys. They're not supposed to agree the time. They're to check and balance each other. That's why we have them. But when you got a guy who's doing under-the-table deals, you got he owns the Senate and the House at that particular time, and he needs to bring some more folks in that will vote for his Obamacare, this is what you come up with. No check and balances, nobody addressing the issues of the Constitution. If anybody would have, they would have saw Lena Kagan's record of being the dean at Harvard School and understood that everything that she did was un-American when she brought it in.
And I'm going to hit on that. That's what's really interesting. You want to talk about a radical, folks? You need to do a little homework on Lena Kagan. This week, the Supreme Court of these United States would decide on the fate of Obamacare. Interesting. Since then, the calls for Justice Alina Kagan to recuse herself have stepped up a few notches. It is believed that Kagan helped craft the legal defense to the law, thus making her judgment on it far from unbiased. Just hang on with me, folks. You're going to be surprised as to what I'm going to reveal about Alina Kagan. Courtesy of CNS News, an email exchange between Kagan and Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe, who was then serving in the Justice Department, shows that she was simply amazed about its passage. On Sunday, March 21st, 2010, the day the House of Representatives passed President Barack Hussein Obama's Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Listen to these names, folks.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Then Solicitor General Alina Kagan and famed Supreme Court litigator and Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe, who was then serving in the Justice Department, had an email exchange in which they discussed the pending health care vote. According to the documents the Department of Justice released late Wednesday to the Media Research Center, CNSNews.com, Parents Organization, and Judicial Watch, "I've heard that they have the votes, Larry. Simply amazing," Kagan said to Tribe in one of the emails. Sounds like someone's busy working on the Supreme Court already deciding the vote before it's even been brought to court.
Bring it to me quick.
Yeah, that's interesting, folks. Now, here's the shocker for you. For those that don't know who Alina Kagan is, Kagan's doings at Harvard are these. Kagan accelerated and legitimized the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender rights concept and law studies at Harvard Law School and in larger university community. Let's get the motto for Harvard Law real quick, could we, Jake? Kagan recruited former ACLJ lawyer and former ACT UP member William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory. Rubenstein described one of his courses. Check this out. Rubenstein described one of his courses as taking up of newer identities, bisexual, transgender, blank. That's what it was called. As well as involving polygamy and sadomasochism, the sexuality of minors. I'm talking about Alina Kagan, folks. Kagan promoted and facilitated this transgender legal agenda during her tenure at Harvard in 2007. And she offered a transgender law course. Folks, my gosh. And I'm not even looking for this stuff.
Oh, it's all there.
There's perversion through and through, and then you wonder why you get the results from these supposed justices? Yeah. She's got no experience, and she's been appointed by President Hussein Obama to be in a position to rule the day in America? Professor Janet Halley and Dean Spade, a transsexual activist attorney, both of whom she recruited. Halley's extremism and contempt for natural gender boundaries is illustrated by her calling herself a gay man. Kagan also brought Cass Sunstein, currently Obama's regulatory czar. Dude, I want to just sit here and put my head between my two hands and just say, is this, like, fictitious?
Yeah, it would almost come out of a fiction book, but it's not.
It's that sick!
And it's written down this plainly.
A woman who hates the fact that she's a woman calls herself a gay man.
And then you have Don't Ask, Don't Tell a little bit later on.
We're talking about kegging here, folks. And Haley's, her extreme friends. Talking about extremity, look at the Obama. Yeah. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're talking about Obamacare and Alina Kagan for the people that are standing up right now and telling her to recuse herself. In other words, step down, Aliga. Aliga, you're off base. Anything for you, Alina, says Barack Obama.
Anything
for you, Salinas.
Yes, George, this is George Baraka. You need to get Alina on the bench.
She's one of us.
She's good. She's very good. She'll help a lot on this.
Talking about Alina Kagan, she accelerated and legitimized the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender rights concept and law studies at Harvard Law School and the larger university community. Now, the motto at Harvard, folks, for those that didn't know, is Truth for Christ and the Church. Well, that's a far cry from what Alina's promulgating here.
Now there's such thing as GLBT rights in law.
There ain't no rights. Kagan also brought in Cass Sunstein, currently Obama's regulatory czar, who thinks animals should have lawyers, folks. Mm-hmm. This is what kind of a sick... These are European minds,
great
folks.
Country, yeah.
He's also written, Cass Sunstein, written in support of polygamy and other free-for-all marriage relationships. These are all buddies of Alina Kagan. Kagan engaged in ongoing radical advocacy opposing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and demanding an end to the ban on homosexuals serving in the military. Her highly partisan actions are unbecoming of a future judge. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Well, How did she go from there to becoming a judge? Let's see how good of a job you can do to pervert who we are as the American people.
Doubt.
And if you do a good enough job, we'll promote you to the bench.
Yeah.
Especially one who would be called upon to adjudicate such weighty and diverse matters. Even after Kagan and Harvard lost their legal campaign to ban military recruiters and Harvard Law School, it was forced to let them go back on campus. She encouraged, Alina Kagan did, ongoing student protests against them, deputizing the radical Lambda group to come up with the ideas of how to harass the recruiters legally, said Alina Kagan. Kagan's actions blatantly disrespected our military and exposed her as out of touch, socially leftist academic that she is.
Yeah.
Kagan followed the wishes of campus homosexual organizations. Within a month of meeting with a Harvard GLBT student group, she was agreeing with their demand to ban military recruiters on campus. Radical trans activism at Harvard, Kagan's active promotion of the GLBT agenda at Harvard likely accelerated the campus environment that was becoming so tolerant of homosexuality and gender confusion that there was even a campaign during her tenure to make the campus trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy in place since 2006. This includes discussions between GLBT student activists and law school administrations. So, we're talking about Alina Kagan. And this all came about because people are telling her to recuse herself from Obamacare. And yet, we find that she's a radical lesbian, beyond radical. And she's sitting on the bench of the Supreme Court of the United States with no credentials, no experience. She's just radical enough to do the job, isn't
That's right.
she?
Yep. Pick that one. I can't remember who it was to quote it, but give me a guy who's upright and honest and give me a low-life guy who can be bought off. I'll pick the one who's... I can't remember who said that. I think it was Mussolini or something like that.
Yes,
that was who he liked to have around him.
Yep.
Because they were easy to control because they were
already scoundrel, he said.
Scoundrel.
Yes.
That's perfect. So here you have it. Alina Kagan, the scoundrel to rights. And even when law comes in and says this is law, she wants to usurp that law. I think that tells you where she's at right there. How radical she is, and the fact that she wouldn't even have veterans on her campus, those that died to uphold the law. She doesn't have any respect for the law. Why would she have any respect for those that died to uphold it?
Well, she wouldn't have what she had if it wasn't been for those military veterans.
No, that's how stupid this is.
No, that's how sick they are in their minds.
And that bent, they're that bent on destruction, folks.
They're at war with God, and it's a war they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus'
name.
They
do.
Let's go to Sotomayor real quick. Judge Sotomayor, isn't it interesting we have a Spanish judge? We have an administration that wants amnesty, that's suing again our government for protecting the borders when that's their job. Folks, when you have crime in a society, it shows you the government's not doing their job.
Because that is its job.
Do you want me to say that again? And when you have crime in government, it shows you that the people are not doing their job.
Yeah.
See how that works? It's we the people, right? And they rule according to the consent of the governed. And the consent of the governed is saying to the governors, go ahead and do what you want to do, because we're not going to do anything about what you're doing against us. Well, how many different ways do we need to say this? Seriously. So we got Judge Sotomayor. Look at the timing of this, folks. Has said she favors a broader consideration of foreign and international law in the United States judicial opinions.
What is broader?
Does that sound like a globalist?
What is broader?
In a speech to the American Civil Liberties Union of Puerto Rico in 2009, in Puerto Rico, Judge Sotomayor explained that the ideas, listen to this, folks, this is Satanism, regardless of how you want to look at it. The first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what you want to do. Listen to what Sotomayor said. Ideas have no boundaries. No. All of God's ideas have boundaries. Everything has boundaries, regardless if you like that or not. And that international law and foreign law will be very important in the discussion of how to think about the unsettled issues in our own legal system. What do you mean legal, Sotomayor? Listen to how they blurt out the truth in their confusion. She said the word legal. That's right. Well, let's go back to the basis of law. Who gave that law? Mrs. Sotomayor.
Not the judge.
That's right. Who's that over the top of her head? Ooh, I see Moses standing
there. Got the
yes, he is. I see him standing up there and says, well, justice is the guardian of liberty.
Do you see him, Mr. Judge? Mrs. Judge?
I got another question for you. So when Alina Kagan and Sotomayor are on the bench, how do they break into each session before they actually, kick into their legal stature, per se?
Well, they definitely
sit on their high horses.
They definitely
don't mount up on their high horses.
Their
yeah. Well, what do they do before? What does that guy do, Jake, before they actually?
Well, they definitely don't pray, do they? Oh, wait.
Since 1777.
They do pray.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
God save the U.S.
Mm-hmm. The republic based on laws. And those laws were given by a lawgiver. And who is that lawgiver? The one that you're praying to.
Amen. Let me go back to Sotomayor real quick. And I'm done. I'll give you the last 2 minutes. She said to discourage the use of foreign or international law, she added, would be asking American judges to close their minds to good ideas.
Okay, so what's good?
Well, what makes us different? Is it also true that before you become a legal citizen in our country, you have to go through a process?
Yeah, you got to learn what it's like. What does it take to be a citizen?
What do you have to learn before you become a legal citizen?
You got to know the laws of the land. That would be
Constitution.
Yeah.
Got to know the history of America,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But not if you want to be a Supreme Court judge.
Oh,
no, I mean,
yeah.
we don't want
boundaries.
No,
I mean, come on.
We want everybody's ideas.
That's right.
Because that's how it works. I guess it's just a big conglomeration of goo.
Freedom and liberty, right?
You ever see that sign on the back of cars? I just seen another one yesterday. It's like, folks, you've got to be kidding me. Coexist.
Oh, yeah, that's possible.
Here, let me say it this way. To all the foreigners in America, let us come to your country and coexist.
Exactly. Let's coexist there. What's going to happen?
And let me ask you another thing. Actually, I'll say it. I'll make a statement, an exclamation rather than a question.
Can you hold on? I want to write this down. Oh, really, Dean.
If your God was God, I speak to the foreign people that are here. Mm-hmm. You are afforded asylum to be here. Good for you. I'm glad you're here. As long as you adhere to the laws of the Mosaic Institution. Good for you, because we're all mutts in one sense of the word. In every sense of the word, I'm sorry. If your God was God, then why did you come to America? And then you want to begin to implement your laws in our courts. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it this way. It will never work that way. To coexist is a bunch of baloney. Because you can't do it in their country. They just think that you can come into our country. When, in fact, they have the roles completely backwards.
Yeah.
There's only one God. There's one faith. There's one Lord Jesus Christ. There's one Constitution. There's one Bible. There's one flag. But yet everybody asks, like, let's just coexist. You can't coexist.
It's impossible. That's where you have the... If we went to... I can't remember where it was, but the gal who was working there, we asked her, what does it say on the Liberty Bell? What's the inscription? She said, actually, I don't even know. I said, you didn't learn in school. She said, I'm not even from this country. And I said, so why did you come to this country? For the liberty and the greatness that's here? And she said, exactly. And I said, well, that was God who gave that, and that's the inscription on the Liberty Bell. It's from the Bible. Oh, that's cute, she says.
Yeah, and you felt like you literally just wanted to kind of like, you know what, say, kind of brush her out of here. What's also interesting, folks, is there's 13 flags around the Liberty Bell in this huge park. If I said the name of it, everybody would know what it was. But there was nobody by the Liberty Bell. Mm. Nobody cared.
It was cute.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about the liberty that was given unto us by God. Mm. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Leviticus 25:10. That's what it says on the Liberty Bell, folks.
Yep.
Forget it not. Hey, guys, you listen to us because we're right. We'll be right back after this. On Friday. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, we love you by what we do.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll talk to you then.
And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons.